What about RFA? What's the current role?
Yeah, well, I think, let me say this about radio frequency ablation. Radio frequency ablation is not a substitute for hepatic resection. Hepatic resection is the gold standard. The only potential way of curing individuals with hepatic metastases is with hepatic resection. I know we're all excited about the new agents and the targeted agents, and I'm happy for the patients, and that's good news. However, consider that it's taken us 40 years to go from a 6-month median survival to a 20-month median survival. We're using the same darn drug as the base, 5-FU, and we're only palliating patients with stage 4 colorectal metastasis, so not curing anybody. So hepatic resection, radiofrequency ablation is not a replacement for it. And my problem in traveling across the country is that I get cases presented to me where they underwent radiofrequency ablation, and I'm saying to myself, this is a resectable lesion. So
does this tend to be, you know, an older patient or something?
There are
or
surgeons not out there who are doing, quote, liver surgery that shouldn't be doing liver surgery, and they're using radiofrequency ablation because they just don't feel comfortable doing major hepatic resections.
Doesn't sound too good.
And it's not. And this is why volume and experience of the surgeon and volume at the hospital is very important to get your hepatic surgery done at.